My affirmation, I am whole and perfect. My affirmation, I am whole and perfect. How wonderful that is. I am whole and perfect. What more beautiful attitude could I have for myself and my world than to say, I am whole and perfect? What more complete affirmation could I make for myself than, I am whole and perfect as far as a human physical being goes? I am whole and perfect. I like me. I fill my world with joy and peace and harmony, and I like me. I think everything in my world is just magnificent, wonderful, fantastic, glorious. I like me. And as I like me, I do all the things that make me happy. My affirmation, I am whole and perfect. Now, how do I go about experiencing, revealing, living my affirmation of I am whole and perfect? How do I go about doing it? Well, I go about doing it by just recognizing that that is who I am. I am whole and perfect. Now, as with all things, if I say, I like me, I'm not going to give all the attitudes of why I like me and how I like me and where I like me. I just like me. It's sort of an indefinable activity that goes on in my life and my awareness, and I like me. And if I say, I like the world, oh, it's a wonderful day. What do you mean it's a wonderful day? What's wonderful about today? Well, the sun is shining, the moon is shining, the world is beautiful, the people are wonderful, everything is so fantastic. It's a wonderful, wonderful world, a wonderful, wonderful world. Yes, and then when I say that, what happens? I feel good about the world. And I don't know what I'm feeling good about, but my affirmation is that I am whole and perfect. Now, what does it mean to be whole and perfect? What does it mean to have every organ, action, function of my body functioning in its ideal way? I don't know, but I do know I like it. I do know that it's a good feeling when I say I am whole and perfect. I know that there's a tingle that goes in and out of every cell of my body that just goes up and down my whole being and says, hey, you are good, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, I'm whole and perfect. Say it, believe it, know it, live it, express it. I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. What a wonderful phrase this is, and I have used it for a million years. And I'll use it for a million more years because I live immortally, eternally, and forever. And as I live immortally, eternally, forever, in the idea that I am whole and perfect, what a wonderful way to live. What a wonderful way to live with no problems, with no difficulties, with no error. You say, well, this is hardly being human that way. You're not doing anything. You're not fulfilling anything. You're not being anything special that way. Well, I think it's very special. Could you imagine a perfect sunset being not a perfect sunset? You imagine a perfect sunset and you think it's beautiful, glorious, wonderful, and you look at it. Now, you don't think, what if it were a bad sunset? What if it were terrible? Well, then that becomes your sunset. Whatever it is, you say, what if, about, that becomes your new importance in your life, your new experience in your life, your new attitude in your life. Now, what do you want in your life? Do you want to be, I am whole and perfect? I like me? I live in my ideal spirit-minded body? This world is a glorious world, a happy world, a fantastic world, a joyful world. This world is a world that I like, and I like it very much. I am whole and perfect, okay? I am whole and perfect means that every organ, action, function of my body is doing its divinely appointed thing right now and always. That's my physical self. Now, my mental self, I have all of the wisdom, all of the genius, all of the magic of thinking about the world that exists. And all of this genius, this physical magic about the world and its thinking is what I use to live my life. And I live a glorious life, a perfect life, a whole and perfect life. Yes. I think every thought whole and perfect. I think every thought complete. I do not have a thought in my mind that says, hey, what's the answer to this thought now? What's the conclusion to this thought? Where is this thought going to take me? What is it doing? I don't ever worry about that because every thought that I think fulfills itself right away. It is fulfilled. it is revealed. Every thought I think is telling me exactly who and what I am and how and why I am. And it tells me I'm whole and perfect. I do not quiz my mind. I do not quiz my body, my soul, my being on who and what I am. I merely say I am that I am. I am whole and perfect. And as I make this affirmation about myself, I am whole and perfect. That's all that I experience in my world. That's all that I know in my world, and it is fantastic. When I am whole and perfect, it's the wholeness of me, the perfection of me. It's the ideal of me. I am living my ideal self when I'm whole and perfect. And my ideal self is what I created myself to be in that. Now, I created an eye to see. Now, do I create my eyes to see perfectly? Do I create my eyes to see ideally? Do I create my eyes to be an ideal eye? What's an ideal eye? Well, physiologically, we know what an ideal eye is. It can see and it can do, but we don't have the slightest idea what the ideal eye really is. The ideal eye transcends anything we ever could imagine for an eye. It has the eye of the Superman, who can see through buildings and see wherever he wants to see. It has the eye of God that knows all, is all, expresses all, is divine and perfect. It's the eye of the ideal, and the eye of the ideal has the perfect rods and cones, the perfect expressions in it. It does all of the things it does beautifully. And the eye is really a magical thing, because the eye takes the images that come to it, takes the images that it sends out, and it places them in our mind as something totally different. And the image that it sees is upside down, and when it sees it in our mind, in our brain, it's right side up. Now, how interesting. Now, there are many other anomalies, many other wonderful things that are going on that would sparkle our consciousness quite amazingly if we really were to start investigating it, but we don't. Let the scientists, let the doctors, let the medical profession investigate those things. What we do is we say, my eyes are whole and perfect. My body is whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal body, which is whole and perfect, which is so different from what I think it is, and which operates so differently from how I think it must. Now, every cell of my body is made up of atoms, and these atoms are pure energy, and this pure energy functions to bring about all the activities in my body. Now, I think I must breathe air to live. I think I must drink water to keep my body filled with water, hydrated. I think I must eat food to keep my body nourished. I think I must do these things, but in truth, the energy I have already within me is far greater than any energy I could ever get from anything that I would put in from the outer. How fascinating. Think about it. I am whole and perfect. Right now, my body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. Now, if I think otherwise, then for a moment, I make that illusion my reality in my life. And when I return to I am whole and perfect, then I make that reality my experience. It's not an illusion. It's that reality. And so my affirmation is I am whole and perfect. And as I say I am whole and perfect, I am saying to myself, I like being whole and perfect. I like living in a body that's whole and perfect. I like living in a body that is filled with magic and filled with wonder, filled with energy, more energy than I ever could dream. And I like that, for my affirmation is, I am whole and perfect. And this wholeness and perfection is in me, as me, through me, for me, forever and ever. And it just grows more aware every day. And I love it. I love it. I love it.